Greg Ehrenberg here with Josh Engelman. This is very exciting. First of all, Josh and I have done, I don't know, countless amounts of videos with each other over the last year. This is the first time I've been hosting. Josh is always hosting, mixing up a little bit. It's also on the Osmo Odds channel, which we haven't done all that much content on the Odds channel yet. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about the NFL Offensive Player of the Year Award, a little bit different from the MVP, but a little bit of similarities between the two. We're going to be going over our best picks. Something else, if you guys are, you know, just betting on it or you have opinions on some of the stuff we're talking about, leave us a comment. Tell us who you're betting. Do you like my picks? Do you hate my picks? Do you like Josh's picks? More likely, do you hate Josh's picks? We'll get into all of that. But first of all, Josh, how are you doing today?
I am quite good. Not that this is evergreen content, so nobody's going to care, but this is the last thing that I'll be doing for the site for like 10 days before I get to take a little bit of a break. And honestly, I'm starting to get pretty excited to dive into football. I've been reading constantly, trying to get abreast of everything heading into this season. I'm pumped for 2021 NFL. I need a new passion now that the NBA is going to be a break for a couple months.
And you did get to do the NBA draft show, which was also on the Osmo Lodge channel. All the more reasons that you guys should be liking this video, subscribing to the channel, because there's other content that comes here. It's not just short-form football content. It's all other stuff. Obviously, not more NBA content right now, because NBA season, kind of not all that much going on right now, but stuff that Josh did last night, like the NBA draft watch-along. There's been all kinds of other cool stuff we've done on this channel. But first, let's just get some kind of overview thoughts on the NFL Offensive Player of the Year. When you went through and made some of your picks, tried to figure the guys that were best bets, what were things that you were looking at?
Yeah, so the number one thing that I actually tried to prioritize, and I made, no surprise for me, I made a big spreadsheet for it, trying to find guys that have relatively high odds for the team of, and I used the conference odds as my baseline, relatively high odds of winning each conference. To my thought process is, guys that are likely to win a conference or getting to that sort of point is likely going to be creating a situation where the main offensive players for that team overachieved. So I was using that as my baseline, as my sort of my comparison point in different tiers. So trying to find guys that might be a little bit further down in the odds that are playing for a team that had a decent chance to qualify for, or not qualify, but to win either the AFC or the NFC. To me, that's where I was trying to find the undervalued guy. Because if you're the third best team in the conference and something breaks positively for you, it's probably happening because one of your quarterback, your running back, or a main wide receiver had an outlier season.
Yeah, I think that's all reasonable. I took it from a little bit different of an angle. If you look at the NFL Offensive Player of the Year Award, there was a point in time where this skewed a little bit more towards quarterbacks, as does the MVP voting. In recent years, I'm kind of starting to feel this is sort of being voted on as if it's like a fantasy player of the year type award. So last year, Derrick Henry won. The year before, Michael Thomas won. The year before was Patrick Mahomes. The year before was Todd Gurley, who had a massive fantasy season. And overall, we've seen now of the 48 award winners, 26 of them have been running backs. So once again, it's a little bit narrative based, but I think the way that people are kind of starting to vote on this award is a little bit like, hey, who had really an outstanding fantasy season? And I kind of paired that with number one, who I think could be potentially big fantasy players this year, or guys that just have really long odds. Also, if you're looking for the best odds to get anywhere, go over to oddshopper.osmo.com. You can compare all the odds at different books. That's where you can make sure that, hey, maybe you like a guy 8-1 at one book, but it could be listed at 12-1 at another book. You get yourself a little bit better value. So after the preamble there, Josh, hit me with this. Who is the first player you're looking at for NFL Offensive Player of the Year?
This one's going to work whether it's a fantasy performance or not. I am going to the quarterback spot. Lamar Jackson at plus 1,800. Baltimore has the third best odds to win the AFC. If Baltimore is overachieving offensively, I'm quite confident that's happening because Lamar Jackson is doing it with both his legs. And luckily, if it's working out with his arm, they added Sammy Watkins, Rashad Bateman, Tylan Wallace. That should help him from a weapons standpoint. Marquise Brown was the only wide receiver on the team last year with more than 450 yards receiving. Obviously, I'm shoehorning in the fact that Andrews isn't a wide receiver, but even still, that's just very little performance from wideouts. Otherwise, three new pass catchers might be able to help him out a bit. And I'm hoping that those extra weapons open up his running game a little bit. You can spread it out a little bit more. If you have more options downfield, he should be able to run, and he runs, obviously, like the best of them. We also have the built-in narrative that they didn't win the division last year, which is sort of like an extra on-paper qualification if they do move into that division-winning spot. it should like slightly matter from a narrative base for to get him to that spot. And he obviously puts up video game numbers when things are breaking correctly for him. So I felt pretty good about +1800. And like you mentioned before, if this is more of a fantasy stat, he's certainly going to have no problem putting up those sorts of numbers.
Yeah, and I totally agree with that line of thinking. Lamar Jackson was somebody that I considered. I think he might have had the third best odds heading into last season. If you remember 2 years ago, okay. I mean, he basically broke DFS. Where his thing were like, because I know it's something that even you and I doing NFL Live before Lockers, we talked about, like, we had to change some of the ways that we go about stacking parameters in Fantasy Crunch or building lineups just because, you know, Lamar Jackson was a guy who both of us were primarily making lineups in GPPs that were stacking purposes. And all of a sudden, we have Lamar Jackson, who just didn't have receivers that were generally very high upside, but he was so good individually that we kind of had to start building lineups. We were running some naked quarterbacks, and he was somebody who changed that. And so I think, and a lot of people do kind of consider, you know, tongue in cheek here, but consider Lamar Jackson a running back, but his running back stats are, or his running stats are so exceptional that it's reasonable to see as somebody just look at him as an individual fantasy type player all around and would fit the parameters for this award. The first guy that I'm looking at was shorter odds. Christian McCaffrey at 10-1. I believe before last year, him and Patrick Mahomes are the two favorites. He's still one of the favorites, but not quite as low odds as he was a year ago. And just that Christian McCaffrey does everything for the Panthers. We could kind of throw out last season. He was injured. That's a part of football. It's something that's going to happen. We look at him the year before. He was on the field almost every single snap for Carolina. He had 1,400 rushing yards. He had over 1,000 receiving yards, targets, was among the league leaders in targets. He does everything for this team. He's always on the field. If you're in a fantasy draft this year, Christian McCaffrey is going first overall in that draft. And like I said, I do view this as an overall fantasy type award. And with that in mind, it kind of makes sense to just target the guy who's going first in every single fantasy draft this year. So there's a lot of situations, something I've done a lot where it's like, oh, I think this player or this team is going to have line movement. I don't necessarily expect them to win all the time. But if it's a situation where I say like, oh, this player or whatever is 50-1 and I think they're going to be 20-1 the next day, you just bet them and cash out for a profit. That's what I did with some futures I had on the Packers the other day when Aaron Rodgers news came out. So I also think that's a reasonable angle to go with some of these longer shots where it's not necessarily I think they're going to win, but I think the odds are going to improve. And that's kind of where I stand with the guy who I'm picking as my longer odds pick. And that is DK Metcalf, who is, could be had at 50-1 right now to win Offensive Player of the Year. So you probably don't remember this, Josh. I don't presume that you hang on every word that I've said on any show that we ever do together. But the beginning of the year last year, we were doing NFL Live Before Lock. And one of my bold takes for the year was that by the end of next season, so that would be the end of the upcoming season before last season, I said DK Metcalf would be considered the best overall wide receiver in the NFL by the general public. And if you look at just his physical tools, you know, there's still some stuff like going into the combine and people are like, oh, he doesn't move laterally well. He only moves, you know, vertically well, which whatever. He's bigger, faster, stronger than basically everybody who ever guards him. And he just kind of overpowered a lot of secondary. So you look at his numbers from last year, finished with 1,300 receiving yards, 10 receiving touchdowns, and just did a lot of it with brute force and athleticism. He still has Russell Wilson as his quarterback. There's always going to be the concern about when is Seattle just going to turn into the run first team again. But, you know, they did re-sign Tyler Lockett to a pretty big contract extension the offseason. I think there's going to be more of an effort to, once again, get back to the passing game that they had a lot of success with at the start of last year. That was awesome that had Russell Wilson in the MVP conversation. So 50-1 for DK Metcalf. I wouldn't be surprised if he starts the year pretty well. And then all of a sudden we see him as like 10-1 or 15-1 to win Offensive Player of the Year. So for that reason, he's my Offensive Player of the Year pick. I think there's going to be really good cash options there. And those are kind of all my thoughts here. Is there anything you want to add to this before we sign off for the day?
So I actually looked at Russ as well as one of my like lesser long shots with the hope that Lockett and Metcalf kind of nerf each other a little bit. Neither can pull away and they just sort of attribute it to Russ just because they were throwing so much more last year. To see that continue would have been great. But ultimately, I ended up leaning a little bit closer to Lamar. It just felt more likely for this award. Russ, again, probably more likely to pick up an MVP award than he is Offensive Player of the Year award. So I like the pick for DK Metcalf because obviously if those touchdowns start to concentrate a little bit, they go a couple more to Metcalf instead of Lockett, that becomes a really big year for him.
And that is going to do it for us. Those are our favorite picks for the NFL Offensive Player of the Year. Guys, this is a new channel, Awesome Awards channel. Like the video, subscribe to the YouTube channel, and leave us a comment. We'll have some discussions. Who are you guys betting? Do you like our picks? Do you hate our picks? Let us know all your thoughts.